Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And we welcome you into another edition of the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com, joined by my co-host, as always, Kenneth Nash. And we want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. Yes, it is Thanksgiving Day. Currently, actually, Kenneth and I are recording this about 10 minutes before Thanksgiving Day. So, Kenneth, by the time, think about this. Never in your wildest dreams did I think that you would imagine you would spend the first minutes of any Thanksgiving recording a Dallas Stars podcast with me.
I can be confident that I would never have imagined that we would be recording.
It's 2020, though, so anything can happen.
At the very first minutes of Thanksgiving,
I think I can speak on that front as well. But regardless, happy Thanksgiving to you, Kenneth. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there listening and tuning in, because you're likely going to be hearing this either on Thanksgiving Day or potentially on Black Friday. So happy early, happy belated, happy current Thanksgiving, whatever you want to call it. Hope you're all doing well and hope you're all staying safe and healthy, finding a good way to enjoy the day, finding a good way to celebrate the day in a safe and efficient manner. And I guess efficiency at this point, Ken, it just means eating not too much, but eating just enough Thanksgiving food. So that's...
Well, I don't think there's a just enough category. I think it's...
Yeah.
Because you don't really, you know, you eat and then you just kind of graze on stuff
right.
the rest of the day.
Leftovers,
right?
Yep.
So, you know, you kind of just eat until you forget to eat before midnight hits again, and then it's no longer Thanksgiving. And then it's just called fueling.
This is a fair point, yes. And I'm sure most people will be doing their Black Friday shopping online this year. So you won't even have to, like, pack leftovers in, like, tin foil and take it with you to the store. You can just...
Did you do that? Did you just like stand in the middle of the store with a tinfoil?
Not going to
like grab you a plate, take it to Best
Buy, or deny whether I did any of these things.
I just imagine like 10-year-old Josh just
like
standing in the middle
chaos,
of like Walmart on Black Friday, with just like a piece of like a roll with some turkey in it, and just like
chaos,
standing there in the middle of the store.
Chaos is that people are fighting over like flat screen TVs. I've just got like a little piece of pumpkin pie, I'm just eating it.
You know I think it's the Simpsons meme of the kid on
I'm
bus
danger.
That just goes,
that's me. That was me, yeah, so, like 10 years ago.
Visual of Josh. Imagine 10-year-old Josh standing in the middle of a store on Black Friday with chaos around him, just eating a turkey sandwich, leftover
just
turkey
watching
sandwich.
Watching it all unfold, like on one of the benches in Walmart, just sitting there, just watching everybody go to town on each other, and I'm just eating my sandwich, enjoying myself. You know, that's how you know you're living right, Kenneth.
Speaking of Black Friday, and I would tell you we're going to get to hockey, everybody, but we may not get to a whole lot of hockey
today. It's Thanksgiving.
We're going to enjoy this podcast.
There's never any hockey on Thanksgiving in a normal year, so it's okay.
Have you ever worked a Black Friday?
I have not. So I've worked in retail for a few different companies, a few different corporations, but I've never worked a Black Friday. But I know you have Best Buy experience, and I'm sure that place...
Oh, I wear it as it's a badge
sure
of honor or shame, whichever you want to call it.
That place is a hotbed come Black Friday time. So, do we have stories, Kent? Do we have any stories that are illegally allowed to be shared?
And,
that don't involve, like, arrests crime?
So,
okay.
First of all, I do want to, and I know a lot of retailers were planning to do this, and obviously COVID has changed stuff too, but I know Best Buy had planned that they were no longer going to open on Thanksgiving. You know, because Black Friday, the joke was it was Black Friday, but every year it got further and further forward until, you know, stores we were open at like 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, and I had to be there like 5 o'clock
earlier
in the afternoon or evening. Yeah, so I think they decided, and then obviously the pandemic has changed things anyways, but that they weren't going to open on Thanksgiving anymore, which I think is a good move because you're going to make the money either way. You know, so
fair
I think they
point.
Saw that there's not really a correlation with heightened sales with moving opening up, you know, in terms of, because you have to have employees there, and we're getting paid holiday hours because it was on Thanksgiving. But I worked, I think I worked two Black Fridays in my time, and there was one in particular. It was when I had to get there like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the evening, and I got up there in the afternoon on Thanksgiving Day. Got up there, worked till about 2 or 3 in the morning, went home, had about 5 hours, and then I went back up, and I was back up there by like 9, and I worked like 9 to like 7 that on Black Friday night. So it was a bit nuts. I will say, it's gotten better. I think like when you think of the horror stories, which there are stories, ours weren't really that bad. I think by the time I was in there, they had kind of gotten it down to a science, and so there weren't people like fighting over stuff. Really, the thing was like we were there to facilitate traffic and make sure people didn't try to steal stuff, because people try to steal stuff on Black Friday.
Like,
they think nobody's
duty.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, but I think because they'd be like, well, people are going to try to steal stuff because it's so busy. But at the same time, when you have literally the entire store there, like every single employee, and we were a big store, so there was a lot of employees. There's plenty of deterrent. I was in video games for my first shift. I was in video games, which isn't bad because like the consoles and everything were moved out of video games for like promos, you know, to promo displays. So I just was like, you know, the couple of people that wandered into video games looking for like one particular thing.
You know, whatever. Whatever
that big a deal. Yeah. So it's not bad. But it was a science, what was cool was like the vendors, like we would have like, you know, we have like Samsung vendors and, you know, LG and, you know, all these brands would have guys that come out and like teach us their stuff. And, you know, it's a good way for, you know, they're nice to us in hopes that we recommend their brands kind of thing. But anyways, I forgot who it was. It may have been Samsung.
I forgot who it was.
But one of our vendors, so we had a staff fridge. They literally like top to bottom Red Bull and Monster, just top to bottom Red Bull and Monster for Black Friday.
I would have been hunting
like 100, probably like hundreds, like maybe 100
cans. I would have been hunting customers down and saying,
Red Bull
go
and
buy a Samsung, go buy a Samsung, like while wired on Red Bull or Monster.
So,
be like, go buy a Samsung.
Yeah, so it was nuts. Yeah, but yeah, it's an experience. If you get a chance post pandemic, work one retail Black Friday. It's an experience.
Okay, I'll take your word on that. I wonder if
maybe not you, Josh. Any kids out there listening?
I'm gonna go work, and I'm just gonna bring my Thanksgiving leftovers, and I'm just gonna sit there. People are gonna be asking me questions like, "Where do I find this?" I'm just gonna be eating my pie like,
Yeah, that won't go over very well.
Yeah, I might not survive the night. But regardless, it's certainly a fun time of year, and it's definitely Yes, Kenneth.
I was gonna say the people watching is fun.
Absolutely, and
if you can, like I the past few years, like once I worked at Best Buy, I, like the magic of like, oh, this is gonna be so fun, we're gonna go and get all these, like I didn't care anymore. I was like, no. But I go out like later in the day and like just to like watch people, because there's still stuff so packed, and you get to see like all these stores have just been like ravaged through, and there's just like it's like weird post-apocalyptic like look in some of these stores.
But do you know what I'm doing during that time, Kenneth? I'm sitting on my couch eating leftovers, watching football, whether it's college football or NFL football, whether it's Thursday or Friday, and beginning to not only listen to Christmas music, but continuing to decorate my house, my parents' house, with Christmas decor, and getting ready to fully embrace the season. So that's how I spend my Black Friday.
I think I'm writing a paper. I have a paper due on Saturday.
That's just more. What?
So we were told we had an extension and it wasn't going to be due until next week. And then we got an email late last night, like 11 o'clock last night. Oh, by the way, there isn't an extension. It's all due on Saturday. 14 or 15 page paper.
Well, yeah, one of my friends actually has a 12 page paper due on Monday. And they were like, well, at least you're not doing this today. And I was like, that looks revolting. And I just flat out said that. I'm like, I do not want to be you right now. So that's unfortunate. But regardless, I have faith in you, Kenneth. Be thankful for the papers. That's what we're supposed to be doing this time of year, is being thankful. It's a good season to, you know, maybe not for papers, but for other things. And we'll kind of dig into that, because this is a Thanksgiving episode. As Kenneth said, we may not even touch on a lot of hockey stuff today. I promise you we will weave it in at some point, and we will tie it in with hockey at some point, because of course we're very thankful for the NHL, we're very thankful for the Dallas Stars, a hockey team that we have to cover, and that we have to bring great information and insight, or at least hopefully great information and insight, to you, all of our dedicated listeners. But regardless, it's a time of year to be thankful for a lot of things, and especially in a weird year, we want to make sure we are thankful for all of them. So we'll keep talking about Thanksgiving, may talk about Black Friday, may talk about a little bit of this and that right around the corner when the Locked On Stars podcast continues in a moment.
Before we get to the rest of our Thanksgiving extravaganza special, whatever you want to call it, we've mentioned Black Friday. And guess who's here with the best Black Friday deal you could possibly get? That's right, Built Bar is here with their Black Friday offerings. Maybe you're dreaming of a white Christmas.
I know
now
I
you
am.
Can try out the all-new white chocolate bar provided. Yeah, now you can try out the white chocolate bar provided Ooh. By Built Bar or the white chocolate salted caramel bar. Josh, wow. Those sound unbelievable. The Black Friday deals start on Thanksgiving Day, 5 p.m. You can go online to BuiltBar.com, get 25% off, for Black Friday. Plus, don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to get an extra percent off of those new bars, white chocolate cookies and cream and white chocolate salted caramel. It's just, look at these deals. I can't even keep up with the promos. Look at this. 2 free candy cane brownie bars with every item purchased and the 25% off, plus use promo code LOCKEDON to get an extra percent off, Josh. That is unbelievable. And it doesn't stop there. They've got Cyber Monday deals as well. The white chocolate, white Christmas continues on Cyber Monday. While supplies last, white chocolate cherry sundae bar and white chocolate coconut deluxe bar. And then, of course, you can get your 2 free candy cane brownie bars with every item purchased while supplies last. And get 25% off when you use promo code LOCKEDON. And you get 25% off and use promo code LOCKEDON to get an extra percent off. Plus, receive 1 free advent calendar with every purchase. 12
Wait,
built
what?
Bites. 12 months of saving.
What?
So much. They're so... Built Bar, they're so good, and they're literally like they're practically giving you free great tasting protein bars. They're practically giving them away. So make sure to head on over to builtbar.com and get 25% off for Black Friday. Plus, don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to get an extra percent off.
And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Josh Clark, the Dallas correspondent at NHL.com. Joined as always by my co-host Kenneth Nash. And Kenneth, it is officially midnight now that we're recording this. It is officially midnight, so I can, in all sincerity, one, wish you a happy Thanksgiving and fully mean it, and it have the full impact because it is Thanksgiving Day, and two, tell you that it is no longer pre-Thanksgiving. So all the people, all the naysayers that say you're not allowed to celebrate Christmas before Thanksgiving, it's not before Thanksgiving anymore. So get off your high horse and get ready to celebrate the season.
Well, it's still during Thanksgiving.
It is not before Thanksgiving anymore. So,
just like once, let's say we can agree. Can we agree on once the Cowboys game kicks off? I will relent. I will concede the Christmas spirit, and I will say okay.
I look at myself in the mirror every day, Kenneth, and I tell myself that I failed because you and I lived together for a year. We were in close quarters for 4 years on the same campus, and yet I did not turn you into a November 1st Christmas celebrator. So
it's like such a rush.
That's
like
not
Thanksgiving
a rush.
Like
it's
hasn't
just,
even
it,
happened yet.
It helps
yet.
You get, especially in a weird year like 2020. It helps bring out the joy. Bring out the happiness. Bring out the cheer. The holiday
cheer.
Was your family
like a December 26th Christmas
tree
gone?
No. Actually, my family, mom and dad, family, we've always been through the new year. Christmas tree stays up until like the 3rd or 4th of January.
Was that intentional or out of just like not taking it down? Was it intentional or just like not taking it down?
I think it's intentional. I say it's intentional. I never took part in taking the tree down though, because I hate taking down any Christmas decorations because it reminds me that the Christmas season's over.
It's no longer Christmas.
It's terrible.
So yeah, our Christmas tree was always up like into January. But all right, so when you were a kid, December 26th when I walked out in the living room and I saw the Christmas tree, was there like always a twinge of like, dang, like there's nothing coming.
Especially in like the prime.
It's just now it's just some
exactly.
lights on a tree.
It's like that, but I think in terms of my like prime peak childhood, it would usually hit around like 5 or 6 o'clock on Christmas Day. Like after you've already celebrated, after you've eaten dinner with the family and all that, you're sitting in the living room like with your new stuff or whatever, and you're just kind of sitting there like, well, it was a good run. You know, we'll see you in 300 days kind of thing. But, you know, we're not talking about Christmas yet. I know. I will step back for another couple of hours, but just be prepared. But anyways.
Okay. All right, here, Josh. And I'm leading this episode basically now because I've just kind of I'm the captain
take
now.
It.
Kind of thing.
It's Thanksgiving.
All right,
no holds barred.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, let's do it impromptu. We got about 4 minutes left before we take a quick break. All right, four rounds, snake style, top Thanksgiving day.
Oh, Kenneth,
foods.
You stole my idea. Well, not entirely my idea. I was gonna like throw some foods out there and we would debate them. But I like this idea better. I like this idea better.
All right, I'll give you
snake
first.
Style.
You go. Yeah, and it can be like overall like foods or just like foods that are like specific to like your family.
Okay, but I'm not necessarily. Am I putting together like my ultimate plate or am I just picking like my four?
No,
favorites?
It's snake draft. Like you're trying to draft the best four foods you can draft, and I'm going to draft the best four, and then we'll see.
I don't want to just get all sides, even though the sides are like fantastic.
Quit stalling. Right, first pick.
First,
you're on the
clock. Overall, number one overall, I'm going to take. Ooh. Okay, this has always been since I was like 7 or 8 years old. This is always my favorite Thanksgiving dish. Is the traditional stuffing. Stuffing is up there at the top. I gotta have the stuffing on my plate, a huge clump of it, if I'm gonna have a really good Thanksgiving. It has to be there.
Man, I think that was gonna be my first or second pick. We always like, so my mom did this thing, like she worked in elementary school and she would have parents that would, you know, have the homemade tamales and like sell them. I don't know if that was everything. Around you, but like so, she would do two different like dressings. Like one would be regular, and then one she would like cut up tamales and like put it in there. Dude, you want to talk about absolute fire? So, but that's off the board for me. So, I think I'm gonna go. You know, as basic as you can.
The dinner rolls.
They're just because they're good and then they're good in a little turkey sandwich later. So I think it's got to be dinner rolls for me. That's my first pick, and I got back to back ones here, right? So I think I'm gonna go. Rolls. And a good like mac and cheese casserole.
Okay.
Give me all the carbs. Yeah. I'm talking like good, like not mac and cheese in a pot. Like I'm talking like you cover it in cheese, put it in the oven, let it bake, get kind of golden on top, crispy. We're talking that kind of mac and cheese. So rolls, mac and cheese. Those are my first
watering
two.
Watering here
things.
at midnight, and I'm just so ready for Thanksgiving meal already. Okay, so stepping back on my end, the fourth overall pick, I gotta take. Green bean casserole. Now, I was afraid you might steal that at six overall, so I wanted to definitely make sure I scooped that because
I'm surprised it lasted
too.
This long.
But especially, you know, like the traditional with the Campbell's French fried onions, the Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, and then obviously the green beans, a little bit of soy sauce, you know, black pepper. That is just traditional in my house, eat it every year, usually eat a lot. And it's one of those food that makes you feel better, Kenneth, that you feel like, okay, I'm eating a lot of carbs, but also I'm eating green beans. It may not be in the most healthiest overall mix, but it's pretty solid overall. So green bean casserole, I'm taking that one. And then at fifth overall, I'm going to take a different step, not just your regular turkey, deep fried turkey. Now, we deep fry one every year here at my house. My dad has a deep fryer outside. We put the bird in, you know, like the oil and the bubbling water and the boiling water for a couple hours. Oh, Kenneth, whew, it's to die for. And you know, funny story. One year my dog, actually our family dog, as my dad was emptying out the fryer and, you know, cleaning up after Thanksgiving, he got into the grease and like the oil that had been used to fry the turkey. He drank a little bit of it, threw up all night. So Our lead into Black Friday was quite eventful, but regardless, a deep fried turkey has to be on my list. So now I'm at deep fried turkey, I'm at green bean casserole, and you're at rolls and mac and cheese, then I started off with stuffing. So you're coming back right around the corner with the after this break that we're going to take real quick. Kent's got the next two picks, and then I will close it out with the eighth overall pick in our ultimate Thanksgiving meal, snake draft, pieces of the meal, whatever you want to call it, sides and entrees and main courses, whatever we're calling it. It's the Thanksgiving special, so what do you care? Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll be right back in just a minute with more of the Locked On Stars podcast. And we're back here at the Locked On Stars podcast. Once again, if you haven't heard it the first two times, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all staying safe. Hope you're all being extra thankful today because, you know, we're 11 months through what's been probably the weirdest year in all of our histories, Kenneth. Whether you're, you know, around Kenneth and I's age, whether you're younger than us, whether you're 20, 30, 40 years older than us, it's probably been the weirdest year for just about all of us. Kenneth, would you say? Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, so 100%. In a weird year, it's nice to take a little time to just look at those blessings, Kenneth, whether small or big in our lives. You know, it's certainly something we should practice more often. And, of course, we get so caught up in the hustle and bustle of regular life, but especially in a weird year, in a strange year like this, want to make sure you take a moment to step back, be thankful, and tell the people that you're thankful for. Tell them just why you're thankful for each one of them throughout today. It's certainly a day to do so. But now we're back to the other primary part of today, Kenneth, this special holiday, eating, and specifically eating really good food. So back to the ultimate Thanksgiving snake draft. You are now on the clock, Kenneth, and you have the sixth and seventh overall picks. Now, just as a reminder, stuffing, deep fried turkey, and green bean casseroles in my corner. You've got rolls and mac and cheese casserole so far. So your next two picks, let's hear them.
Yeah, so since you went specialty turkey, I feel like I can go specialty turkey. And here's my specialty.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
But here, listen, it's not the difference in what the turkey is. It's the difference in when you eat it. And leftover turkey.
Wait.
It is the turkey that is cut up while everything's being prepared. If you're just picking a little bit of turkey off the little tray, you know what I'm talking right? That turkey is hands down better than the turkey you actually eat you're actually eating. Because with that turkey, you've been sitting there waiting. You've smelled it cooking all day long. You probably, because if you're like my family, I know a lot of families are like this, like you didn't eat probably until like 3 or something like that in the afternoon. But you probably, if you ate breakfast, at like a normal time and you just like didn't eat all day and you just smelled stuff cooking. So once that turkey came out and it was hot and it was, you know, it's being cut up and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're just picking little pieces off right there while you're waiting. Oh, you know, I'm just going to have a little bite right here. That's that turkey money. So I'm going to go pre-Thanksgiving dinner turkey.
And that's when your mom or dad or your grandmother or grandfather is like telling you, like, they're like saying, no, don't take any. But it's like kind of a playful one. They're like, he can have a little bit. Yeah, he can have a couple bites. Yeah.
Just pick at it a little bit. Yeah, that turkey on the money.
I love it. I dig it. Okay, what's next, though? Number seven.
Oh, gosh. So we haven't.
You got to round it out. You got to round it out on a high note here. I know where I'm rounding out, and I hope you're not taking mine, or else I might have to drive to Mississippi. We might have to fight over this.
Gosh, I'm not even sure, man. There's a bunch of different routes.
Don't say cranberries.
No, people that say
cranberries or whatever they call it. Ugh, I can't handle the cranberry dressing stuff. No, thank you. Just letting you people know now.
I think I'm gonna go with like.
Please don't give us. I'm gonna a bad go like.
So
that.
I'm not a pumpkin pie person. I like it more now than I did when I was a kid, but I'm still not a big pumpkin pie person. But like, so we would always also have a chocolate pie. On the money, like one of the ones you get out of the freezer, so it's like still like cold icy and cold. So I think that's gonna round it out. So I think that's my final.
Okay, well, I also have a dessert to round out. And I almost went with my dad every year makes a specialty pie. It's a chocolate bourbon pecan pie. And so,
yikes.
and I hope that was a good yikes, because It is heavenly. Yeah. but it's fantastic, especially with, you know, a little bit of Bluebell ice cream on top, a little homemade French vanilla. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Homemade vanilla ice cream. So that is certainly up there. But I'm going to have to go with just the traditional, Kenneth, because it has always been my favorite pie, and that's pumpkin. You know, I really do like pumpkin pie, especially with a little whipped cream on top.
Whipped cream on top.
And yeah, like you said, sometimes some people that we have over for Thanksgiving over the years, like family, they'll be like, oh, can you put it in the microwave for 20 or 30 seconds? I like mine right out of the fridge, Kenneth. It's got to be cold.
See, if I'm going to eat pumpkin pie, I want it warmed up. I like it warmed up. But I want the whipped cream
to be right out of the fridge.
Like, coming out of the freezer, like where it's not quite frozen, but it's like, yeah. And so the pumpkin pie's hot.
So it like melts on frozen, the top. So kind of, yes. So I'll eat it either way. I will eat it either way. I'm not here to judge. But yes, I do think that if I'm having pumpkin pie, it's going to be the cold kind. And that's certainly my favorite kind. So I think, hey, that's a solid little snake draft right there, Kenneth. And it's got me fired up to eat.
Yeah, we can run through. We need to tweet out these picks tomorrow. Let the people decide.
Idea.
But the picks, if you were just remembering, round one, Josh had the first overall pick. Josh went with?
Stuffing. Yes.
Stuffing. Second overall pick into the first round, I went with good old fashioned, just dinner rolls. Just
not cornbread, just like number specific dinner rolls. Yep.
Good old fashioned rolls.
I love cornbread.
Good old fashioned rolls. Third overall pick was mac and cheese, but out of the oven, crispy on top, browned. Mac and cheese casserole is probably because it's in a casserole dish. It's mac and cheese in a casserole dish, right? That was the third overall pick. That was my second pick, third overall. Fourth overall, and Josh's second pick was?
Yes.
Green bean casserole, the good stuff. It's a favorite. It's one of those that I liked. I don't remember really having all that much growing up, but when I got to Mississippi, it's like in every like every church event, Thanksgiving,
and
anything.
And it's never
in the fall,
bad. Yeah, it's one of those things that whoever makes it and whatever recipe they use, it always tastes really good.
I think they probably do. I grew up Baptist, and I think like Baptists in the South, just like there's just one universal green bean casserole kind of
recipe
kind of thing. And then what was your third pick, fifth overall?
Deep fried turkey.
Yeah. That's right. And sixth overall, my third pick was the pre-dinner Thanksgiving turkey. You're just picking it off right as it came out of the
just
oven,
before
pick the
big
pieces
meal.
Off. It's kind of, you know, just give yourself a little taste of the turkey, what you're working with that day. And then my final pick, seventh overall, was just some good old-fashioned chocolate pie, and Josh capped it off with the staple, right?
Yep.
Pumpkin pie. That was the eighth overall pick. So let us know on Twitter who you think had the best draft in terms of Thanksgiving.
You know, honestly, I might vote for you, Kenneth. And, you know, so,
I had the turkey, so I had the protein.
I deep-fried turkey. It may not be great for you, but
That's true. I forgot to do. I had the non-fried protein.
The one that that's probably less bad for you. But regardless, it is Thanksgiving. And, you know, just to take a moment here to kind of step aside and really embrace what this holiday means, Kenneth, it really is a time to be thankful. And thankful for a lot of things. You know, this is the time of year where everything kind of comes into focus, right, Kenneth? How you have the small things and the big things. You're thankful for, you know, your health. You're thankful for your family. You're thankful for maybe your pets. You're thankful for, you know, your place, like whether your setting, whether you're living in a really, you know, really, if you're living comfortably, that's something to obviously be grateful for and thankful for, and you're surrounded by family. But on top of that, you got to be thankful for the other things too, Kenneth. We got to be thankful for hockey. We got to be thankful for sports. Oh my gosh. Without sports, what would I be doing right now? Just what exactly?
Nothing.
I'm doing absolutely nothing. I would be on this earth, like still searching for my purpose, still longing for it. But certainly be thankful for sports. Be thankful for hockey. Be thankful for the Dallas Stars. Be thankful for the run that they just went on, especially kind of against all the odds, kid. Not only on the ice, but off the ice with the pandemic. The run that the Dallas Stars went on, while it may not have ended the way we were looking for and the way fans were hoping for, it was certainly a run that helped distract us from everything else that was going on, a run that really helped captivate us and keep us locked in, keep us engaged, ready for more, hungry for more. And so can't be thankful enough for that. And, you know, just, Kenneth, be thankful for all the great people in our lives. You know, not only like all of our special guests, people that have really become part of the Locked On Stars family, from, you know, writers and analysts for the Stars to, you know, even producers everywhere. You know, if you've been with us, and on top of that, Ken, not only our guests, but our listeners as well. We definitely have to be thankful for y'all, because without y'all, this doesn't go. And right, Kenneth, I know I'm saying all this. Know I'm going on a long-winded tirade here, but
yeah, I just double down, you know, for everybody that's listened to this, you know, whether you're a regular listener and you just listened a couple of times, whether you've been with us since February, or you just joined along during the Stanley Cup ride. You know, we're grateful for y'all listening. You know, you've taken us from a couple of guys who just signed on to talk a little bit of hockey into, you know, throughout different points of the year. You know, we've been the top hockey podcast at Locked On. We've been a top 25 hockey podcast in the country at one point during this year, which is just, I mean, absolutely unbelievable. When you think about how many podcasts are out there and the fact that, you know, we cover one team in North Texas,
a hockey team,
and we were in the top 25. Yeah, we were up in around the top 25 on Apple Podcasts in the countries. Unbelievable. And even for those listeners that we've got overseas, you know, we're incredibly grateful. We know so many of y'all are dedicated. Y'all wait on us to drop these episodes every day. And when we hit the off season, you know, we are maybe not as regular, but we know you're sitting there waiting for them. So Absolutely. We're incredibly grateful. If you have joined the listening group, but maybe you haven't yet, make sure to hit subscribe so you show up. We show up in your feed every single day. You can also follow us on Twitter. We love to interact with y'all on there at LockedOnStars. And our personal Twitter accounts are at Kenneth_Nash19 and at Josh_Clark02.
I know I told you yesterday, but I'm thankful for you too.
I'm thankful for me too.
That's just what I was hoping you would say that, because you really need it. You need all the thankfulness you can get. But other than that, just again, wanted to thank you all. Hope you all have a very happy, healthy, and very safe Thanksgiving this year. Hopefully you get to spend it with some family, but obviously in a very safe manner, in the safest and most efficient way possible. But other than that, we just wanted to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have a great day. Hope the Dallas Cowboys win. Let's go Cowboys, Ken. Let's go get first in the NFC East. But other than that, I think I'm going to go to bed here, Kenneth, and start dreaming about all the food that I'm going to be eating tomorrow on Thursday. So, So other 100%. Than that, hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving. And Kenneth and I will talk to you one more time this week. It might be Friday. It might be Saturday. But it might be Monday.
Maybe sometime. It's sometime this weekend before the end of the month. You'll hear from us again
before the end of the month. And then we'll obviously be back with you in December as we continue to navigate this offseason path and see when and where and how the NHL season might end up looking and when it may start. Who knows, Kenneth, at this point. A lot more to dig into with that, and we will get to that down the road here in the next couple of weeks. But until then, it's a good day to kick back, relax, and be thankful. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Your Locked On Stars, your daily podcast on the Dallas Stars. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.